Now, as we respond to the word today with an affirmation of faith to say what we believe using the words of the Apostles' Creed, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. As we prepare to respond to God with our thanks and praise and also our offerings of ourselves, our time, our talents, our money, may we do so knowing that we are all one in Christ Jesus and that it will benefit the others. Let us pray. Father, thank you for the many blessings that we have. Thank you for putting your love in our hearts so that we can show your love to the world. In Jesus' name, amen. Will the deacons come forward?
To turn our hearts and minds to God with the prayers of the people, I'd like to offer you the opportunity to share any prayer requests that you have. And I have a few to begin with. Marge McDermott called this morning and asked that we pray for Riley Flynn, who is having back surgery this week. And we also pray for Charlie Cates, who was the man who dropped in for help this morning. And we pray, of course, for Howard Story's family, and we pray for the folks in Charlottesville who have been affected and by the march and the protests and those who were also killed as well. We pray for Brian Schultes, Dan and Dawn's next-door neighbor, who had a massive heart attack this week. He has two children and a wife, so please pray for Brian and his family. And a prayer of thanksgiving for Janet's Uncle Charles and Aunt Eileen celebrating their 69th anniversary today. Congratulations to them. That is wonderful. Are there other prayer requests? Yes, Jack. Absolutely. In Charlottesville, yes. Other prayer requests?
This is a request. I saw Nancy Ziegler and Betty Murphy this week, and they wanted to be remembered, everybody. They still love this church. So.
Nancy Ziegler and Betty Murphy.
Jean and Harry went to see
Harry. Yes, Jean and Harry went to see Nancy and Betty, and they wanted to be remembered to everyone. And so let's remember them and always pray for them as well. Any other prayer requests? Just let us turn our hearts and minds to God in prayer. We have a responsive closing to the prayer, so be ready when that comes around. Let us pray. God of possibilities, we share our joys and concerns with you that we might feel connected to you. Hear now these prayers of ourselves, our community, and the world. Gracious and loving God, we do have concerns for our world. We worry, we fret, we get angry, we get sad. We feel all of these things. Most of all, we don't know what to do. And so we lift up to you our world that you created good, the people that you created good, and all the creatures and plants and trees that you created good. Lord, we don't always do such a good job of taking care of things or taking care of each other. And I pray that you will make us be more aware of when we are damaging to the environment, when we are damaging to the relationships that we have with one another, that we might be returned to the goodness of your creation. We pray for people to remember that we are all one in Christ Jesus, that we are all human beings, that we're not just some faceless person on the other end of the internet or the other end of the telephone or the other side of the economic scale. We are all human beings. We are all one in Christ Jesus. May we learn to communicate more lovingly, more openly, with less fear, and without feeling the need to shout at each other, even if it's in capital letters. Help us, Lord, to be more loving, to be more gracious, to be more humble, to be more compassionate to those around us. We pray for Charlottesville. We pray for those who marched, that they may have their hearts turned. We pray for those who protested, that the world may change, that they won't feel so much anger, so much need to protest. We pray for those, the families of those who were killed, for those who were injured. We pray, O Lord, to you. We pray for Riley Flynn as he undergoes back surgery. We pray for Charlie Cates, who has lost his son and now must travel to a funeral. We pray for the family and friends of Howard Story as on his loss. We pray for Brian Schultes, who has had a massive heart attack. We pray for his recovery and relief, and we pray for his wife and children as well, for support and comfort for them through the doctors and nurses and friends and family that will rally around. And we pray a prayer of thanksgiving for Uncle Charles and Aunt Eileen, who are celebrating their 69th anniversary today. And we pray for Nancy Ziegler. And we pray for Betty Murphy. And we pray for all of our shut-ins, David Weitzel, the McDermotts, all of those who are on our prayer list. May they know your comfort, Lord. May they know that we remember them. May we know that you love them, because they too are all one in Christ Jesus. And now, Lord, in the quietness of this place, we offer to you those prayers that are known only to us in our hearts. Amen. As we offer our prayers to you, O God, may we do so with grateful and open hearts. Our sending hymn is Called as Partners in Christ's Service, number 343.